If you would, Matt, define your role as the director of the Rural Arts Initiative, and when did you begin your work there at the museum?
Well, I started here in 2004 when the museum got a small grant to develop rural arts in the state.
Mm-hmm.
And so we put together a program in which we take art exhibitions out to small communities. And the museum is the state art museum of, you know, of North Dakota, but we are also located on the easternmost border of the state. So realizing that it was hard for schools, maybe in central North Dakota or western North Dakota, to come to the museum, we decided we'd take exhibitions to them.
Sure.
So we curate our own exhibitions, and usually we open them here at the museum, and then we take them out and install them basically in any small town in the state. They have to put together a group of their own volunteers to watch the exhibition, be with the exhibition while it's open to the public. And we go and we install the show for them. And it could be anywhere the community has space. We've installed, I think, the very first place we ever installed an exhibition was in Crosby, North Dakota,
mm-hmm.
at a Masonic temple. So that was kind of fun.
Sure.
We've installed in empty churches, stores, you know, that are on Main Street that are no longer being used. So these little communities have, you know, a lot of space available to them. So it's kind of interesting to go out there.
When we talk about the Rural Arts Initiative, have you done work within Northwest Minnesota as well?
Yeah. We got a grant a few years ago to extend this program into Northwest Minnesota. So we've installed in Roseau, Menomon, Park Rapids, I believe.
Mm.
We plan to go back here, you know, probably in the fall again with another round of exhibitions.
Okay, let's talk about the Wahpeton exhibition now. What's that all about?
Well, each year we pick one to two shows that we decide that, to travel through the state.
Mm-hmm.
And this year is an exhibition called Wing Shadows. And this is a group exhibition by artists from all over the country, Canada, Europe. And it's all about artists who are making work about birds and the sort of the relationship between humans and birds.
Mm-hmm.
And we were invited down to the zoo in Wahpeton to install there. So we were down there last week, and we installed the show in their little community center, nature center, I guess it is, right inside the zoo. So it's kind of an interesting setting. You have cages with reptiles and monkeys and all sorts of animals all around you.
Sure.
And then in the middle of the room, here's this art exhibition just about birds.
Well, what's incredible is the size of Wahpeton. It's your average North Dakota larger town, and they have a zoo, which I did not know, and also they have a facility within the zoo to display this artwork. So it's a great way to expose the residents of that area to artistic work. And, of course, what they do at the zoo is also very important as well. And so that exhibit is on now. And if you would also talk about something coming up tonight, and that's at the North Dakota Museum of Art. It's called Artsy. What's that all about?
We just have tons of events coming up here at the museum,
mm-hmm.
so everyone has an opportunity to stop by. Tonight is an event called Artsy, and it's sponsored by the Greater Grand Forks Young Professionals. And this is the seventh year that they've done this. And what we do is they bring in artists, local artists, and the artists get to set up. And they have, you know, there's free drinks and food, and people just kind of come in and mingle and look at the artwork, you know, meet the artists, spend the evening. It starts at 4:30, and it'll go through till 8 o'clock this evening.
And that's free of charge.
And that's totally free of charge, yep. Everyone is welcome.
All right, Artsy at the North Dakota Museum of Art from 4:30 until 8 o'clock tonight, free of charge. Lots of great artwork to take in. Also, as Matt mentioned, food and beverages as well. And this is part of what the museum does. They break the mold of what museums are all about in a lot of people's minds. Too many. The Museum of Art in Grand Forks is much more than just a museum. It is a showcase and also an extension for those who work within the field of art for the area. And a prime example is tonight. We have local artists coming in, displaying their work and exposing what they do to other people, and they can appreciate that and get a better feel of the talent level that exists in our region. So again, that's from 4:30 until 8 o'clock tonight. It's free of charge. And if you would, Matt, how do we find the Museum of Art on the UND campus, let's say off of University Avenue?
Well, off of University Avenue is just straight south on Centennial Drive, and we are on the bottom of the horseshoe. We're right next to the ROTC building and south of Twombly Hall.
Very good. And one more note we want to talk about, if we can, Matt, this afternoon, that's the Summer Concert Series. The Summer Concert Series has been very successful at the Museum of Art. And if you would, list the artists coming up now for June, July, and August.
Well, we have the first concert's going to be June 19th,
mm-hmm.
and then it's Dessa. She's out of Minneapolis. She's a very much like a jazz-based hip-hop artist, absolutely amazing. You can find a lot of her work on YouTube. MN Original has a lot, you know, did a whole show on her.
Okay.
I'm in talks right now with one more band for July 3rd, so we'll announce that one pretty soon. July 17th is William Elliott Whitmore, and he's a performer out of Lee County, Iowa. July 24th is another Minnesota band by the name of The Pines. It's like one of my favorite bands.
Mm-hmm.
August 7th is a Boston band by the name of the David Wax Museum. And August 21st is a Brooklyn band by the name of She Keeps Bees.
All right. And again, these performances will be outside, weather permitting.
Mm-hmm.
And the Museum of Art also provides food. Chef Justin Walsh is a master chef. He will provide lots of great food for your consumption, music for your consumption as well at the Museum of Art. And we have a taste, Matt, of a performance of The Pines here.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, Matt sent me a CD of The Pines, and so we'll listen to it. A little taste of their sound as we talk about the Summer Concert Series at the North Dakota Museum of Art in Grand Forks.
Light shines red and the stars shine gold, and it's getting late and it's so cold. All the while my heart beats for my love through the empty streets. All the while sailor, and I was lost at sea, and all the waves crashed over me, and I was lost.
That's a great sound. Those are The Pines, and again, they're part of the summer lineup of the Summer Concert Series at the North Dakota Museum of Art. Well, Matt, for more information about the series itself, to reserve tickets, and to find out more about the activities and events of the museum, what is your website address there?
It is ndmoa.com.
Okay, ndmoa.com. Very simple. Check it out if you would today at your earliest convenience, ndmoa.com. And their contact telephone number is area code 701-777-4195. That's 777-4195. And Matt, anything else you want to mention this afternoon?
I think absolutely. Sunday. I was going to say that was about it, but I just remembered that Sunday we're having an event, Mother's Day, called Antique to Chic, which is a secondhand jewelry party sale.
Mm-hmm.
It starts at 3 o'clock, and guests are invited to come in and just shop for jewelry. There's music, food. It's just a nice way to spend a couple hours for Mother's Day.
Okay. Antique to Chic is the name.
Antique to Chic.
And the hours again Sunday are when?
It'll be from 3 until 5.
3 until 5 o'clock at the North Dakota Museum of Art. Come and find your treasure, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Well, have a great weekend, Matt, and we'll talk again next week.
Thanks so much, Ron.